आचार्य ठाकुर प्रभु को था गेला आचार्य ठाकुर है ना प्रभु था कहाँ मोर स्वरूप रूप कहाँ सनात कहाँ मोरा स्वरूप रूप कहाँ सनात कहाँ मोरा कहाँ दास रघुनाथ पतित पावन कहाँ दास कहाँ दास रघुनाथ पतित पावन कहाँ कहाँ मोर भट्ट जुग कहाँ कबीराज कहाँ मोर जुग कहाँ कबीरा एका काले को था गेला गोरा नटरा जे का काले पासान कुटी बो माथा अनले पसिब पासान कुटी बो माथा अनले पसिब पासान कुटी बो माथा अनले पसिब पासान अनले पसिब गौरांग गुणेर निधि कोथा गेले पाव गौरांग गुणेर निधि कोथा गेले पाव गौरांग गुणेर निधि कोथा गेले पाव गौरांग पाव से सब संगी र संगे जे कोइला बिला से सब संगी र संगे जे कोइला बिला से संग ना पाइया कंदे नरोतम दास से संग ना पाइया कंदे नरोतम दास हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे जय कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम जय राधे श्याम राधे श्याम राधे श्याम जय राधे श्याम राधे श्याम जय राधे श्याम नितय गौर हरि बोल 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 जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज खाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सदस्य श्रीमदभव चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद जी महाराज की इस्कन संस्थापक आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद महाराज की समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की सचिदानंद भक्त विनोद ठाकुर की श्री गदाधर पंडित जी की समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की निताय गौर हरि प्रमाण। सो एक्चुअली इवन द मोस्ट लर्निंग पर्सन इन द वर्ल्ड इवन ही कैन नॉट एबल टू डिस्क्राइब the words and activities and the behavior of the person who is in love of Godhead. So it is sure that for us, especially for me, to describe the glories of the personalities like Gadadhar Pandit, who is none different than the expansion of Srimati Radharani, Gaurangara Nija Shakti Pandit Gadadhar, and Bhakti Vinod Thakur, who is also one of the confidential associates among the associates of Radharani Saralita Sakis and among the Manjaris. It is really difficult, but if we invoke their mercy, so by their mercy we can try to speak something about them. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur is coming in our direct line in parampara because he is the father of our great grand spiritual master Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He is his father. Actually Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he appeared in 19th century when it was really the dark time, very bad time for Gaudiya philosophy. At that time, the Mahaprabhu's teachings and the teachings of the Goswamis is almost lost. Even Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he took 8 years constant inquiry and endeavor for trying to get a piece of Chaitanya Charitamrita book and Bhagavatam book. It took him 8 years constant searching for it. He appeared in this planet in 1838 in a place called Bir Nagar near Navadip. His father's name was Ananda Chandra Dutt, mother's name was Jagan Mohin Devidasi. He was brilliant
from birth. At the early age, his father left, so he has to stay in his uncle's house, maternal uncle. They were landed at that time. He started studying there. He was studying. One teacher was there who was teaching. He was from France. So he was teaching English also, Bengali, and also he was studying Sanskrit too. So he married when he was 11 years old to a 5-year-old girl in Ranaghat. Then he started taking college education in Calcutta, in the Hindu Charitable Institution College. Then it converted into Presidency College. At that time he was writing various books and also taking part in many debates and competitions, and almost all over Calcutta he was a very well-known personality for his capable in giving lecture and writings and all that, very famous as a scholar, Bengali Babu. Then he 1857 there was Sipahi Vidroha. At that time total British government was there. So 1858 he came to Orissa, and there was no train, no car, nothing else. So he was coming from Calcutta all the way to Orissa by walking with his wife and his old mother. With great difficulty he arrived in Choti Gram near Kendrapada village district in Orissa. There his grandfather Rajavallabh Dutt was staying. He was a sannyasi almost. He was wearing saffron cloth and he was staying alone doing bhajan. He was swapaki. He was cooking himself and taking. So he stayed with him, Rajavallabh Dutt. And his grandfather Rajavallabh Dutt, he predicted that when I leave the planet, then you go from this place, and I bless you, you will be a great devotee of Lord. So when Bhaktivinoda Thakur was 21 years old, Rajavallabh Dutt left the planet. So by the help of, he was the student when he was studying in Calcutta, he was the student of Ishwar Chandra Vidyasagar. He is a prominent scholar in West Bengal. So Ishwar Chandra Vidyasagar, he helped him a lot and he recommended him to have a teachership. So he got first teachership job in Bhadrak district, in Bhadrak Government High School as a headmaster, because it was recommended by Ishwar Chandra Vidyasagar. Ishwar Chandra Vidyasagar liked him much because when he was a student with him, Ishwar Chandra Vidyasagar Bodhayan, something he wrote a book, a philosophical book, and Bhakti Vinod Thakur was his student. He read it and he found some mistake, because Ishwar Chandra Vidyasagar was describing the Lord in impersonal way. So he questioned his teacher. So how do you write like this? Have you seen Lord? How can you write like this? Then Ishwar Chandra Vidyasagar in front of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his student, he was a boy at that time, he admitted his fault. He said, no, it is just my speculation. I should not do it again. So he knows this boy is not ordinary boy. From his boyhood, he was a bit philosophical. He was always discussing where from the universe started, what about creation, about the ghosts, about demigods, many other like philosophical topics he was discussing. So then when he got the headmaster job in Bhadrak, when he was 21 years old. The first son, Annada Prasad, I think, he took birth there. He had almost 10 child. So then after that he transferred to Medinpur district as a teacher in a college. So then he gave a law examination there. Then he passed the law examination, and then he got post of deputy magistrate in Bihar, Chhapra district. So he was appointed as deputy magistrate in Chhapra. At that time he was visiting many holy places there. When he was in Orissa, at that time he wrote a book called The Moths of Orissa. The British officers, by reading this book, they become very much astonished, such a scholar. So in Chhapra district, when he was there, in his boyhood, people used to tell about ghost very stories about that. So he was fearful. One day he wants to eat fruits from the garden, but they told him the ghost is there, so he will not go there. So one day he asked one of the chokidar about the ghost. So that old chokidar, he told him, if you take name of Lord Ram, then ghost will run away. So then from his boyhood, he was every time chanting Ram, 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 Ram like that. He said, why we chant like that, then I'll go anywhere, ghost will not attack me. So he was chanting. So when he was deputy magistrate in Chhapra, at that time a big incident happened. So one place near Chhapra, this one Brahmadatya was there in a tree, in a banyan tree. And the whole nearby villages, they were very fearful because of that Brahmadatya. They are creating big havoc in that area. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said, no problem, I have mantra, I can take care. So then all these villagers, they invited him to that place. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was chanting always Lord Ramchandra, he took Bhagavatam with him. At that time there was no Bhagavatam with him, Bhagavad Gita. And he chanted Bhagavad Gita there under that tree. And after 3 days, the Brahmadatya went out and the tree fell down, big tree. So in that area, in that Bihar, he was become famous. He was such a great people, Ojha. So then from Chhapra, he gave some more examination. Now he got job of magistrate in Dinajpur district. So there one of old saintly person, he told him about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So at that time he was connected with Arya Samaj. So when he heard about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he wanted to know more about him, but no information. He went to many people, nobody could give much information. They said some book was there, Chaitanya Charitamritam, Bhagavatam is there, but where to get? He tried that something, he tried searching for this book for 8 years. And then after that, in Dinajpur, he got one handwritten copy of Chaitanya Charitamritam and one copy of Bhagavatam. Then he read it, then he left going this Arya Samaj and everything. He has full faith and in the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. Actually, it was said in his pranam mantra, Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sachidananda Namine Gaura Sakti Swarupaya Rupanu Gabarayate. Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he was embodiment of the manifestation of Gauranga Mahaprabhu's energy, Sakti. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he read Chaitanya Charitamrita. And now, I am saying, because of his attempt now, Prabhupada came and profusely distributed Chaitanya Charitamrita. Even Prabhupada wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita before writing Bhagavatam. He didn't complete Bhagavatam, but he completed Chaitanya Charitamrita. It was so important. And everywhere you can get Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's so important book. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, after reading Chaitanya Charitamrita into depth, then he started writing many, many books based on the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Goswamis. He was famous for rediscovering the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Mayapur. Actually, he not only rediscovered the Mahaprabhu's birthplace, he rediscovered and re-established the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings and philosophy also by his books and his lectures and his behavior. So, from Dinajpur, he again transferred to Jagannath Puri as district magistrate. So, when he was in Jagannath Puri, he was not only district magistrate of Puri district. At that time, the commissioner of Orissa was Revansha Sahib. He was very affectionate to Bhaktivinoda Thakur by seeing his brilliancy. And he appointed him as the chairman of the Mandira Parichalana Committee, the Temple Management Committee of Jagannath Temple at that time. So he was staying in Badadand, taking a quarter, and every day he used to go to Jagannath Temple, half darshan, staying there and doing his court job. And at that time he wrote many books. Even the Babaji Sampradayas, Radha Raman Charan Dev, and many others, erudite, the elevated personalities of Babaji Sampradaya, first they were not associating with Bhaktivinoda Thakur, but later on they understood, no, this person is not ordinary person. It is said that when he was staying in Orissa, rascal famous at that time in Orissa, his name was B.C. Kesan. He was announcing everywhere himself as the incarnation of Mahavishnu. Near Balasore district he was there. And many famous people, wealthy persons, they were very much, almost his disciples, their followers. And one time he was announcing to do Ras dance. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur could not tolerate all these things. So he took heavy step against him and he got him arrested. And he had big hair, jata, and he shaved his head, and that fellow died in jail only. Though Bhaktivinoda Thakur had to gone through heavy troubles when he was doing that, many, many big, big people, they were telling, don't do that, he's such a person, such a big tantric, this, that. Bhaktivinoda Thakur never care all these things. He took strong step against him. By seeing that, all the British government officials, they became very pleased with him. When Sisi Radha Sam Sundar ki, Sisi Krishna Balaram Sinita Agur Sundar ki. When he was staying in Puri, his son Lalit Prasad Thakur, he wrote the biography and he wrote about his father, about his daily schedule. That how he was, every day, how he was staying. He is saying that every day his father would go to bed at 7:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. in between that. 7:30 to 8 in evening he will go to sleep. And he will get up at 10 p.m. And get up at 10 p.m. and start writing his books till 4 p.m. 4 a.m. sorry. Till 4 a.m. And then 4 a.m. he will stop his book writing and go and fresh up and then start chanting on his beads. Constantly would chant till 7 a.m. And then 7 to 7:30 he will answer his mail's correspondence and then he will walk down and at 7 to 7:30 he will read some philosophical books. And 7:30 to 8, he will meet, somebody wants to meet him, he will meet him. And then he will walk on his baranda and some discussion, philosophical discussion, something like that. Then at 9:30 or so, he will take bath and take his breakfast. It is described that breakfast he will take morning like 9:30 or so at a half quarter of milk, two chapati and some fruits. That's all. And then at 9:55 he would put on his uniform as district magistrate. At that time British government, their peculiar uniform he used to wear. Then he will go sharp at 10 a.m. in his court. And every day he would hear about 30 to 50 cases. At that time all his contemporary magistrates, they were very much angry, they were very much envious of him, because the case for the other magistrate would take 1.5 hours to hear. He will take only 5 minutes. And then he will take 2 minutes extra to writing the judgment in detail. So these other contemporary magistrates, they will become, what this magistrate is superhuman or what? So he was doing really superhuman activities. And he will work till 1 p.m. and then 1 p.m. he will come back. He will refresh and again go back to court 2 o'clock. 2 to 5 again he will work. And then 5 p.m. he will come back. And again started. He was in 5 evening time, he used to dictate Sanskrit text to translate into Bengali. One of his secretary, he used to write in Bengali. And he will dictate some Sanskrit text, like Krishna Samhita and so many other books. And then before 7 o'clock he will take his evening bath and evening meal. That time he used to take some rice, dal, chapati, something like that, and milk. And then 7 to 7:30 he will go to bed again. So this is this round the clock engagement. So you can see, even if he was such a highly responsible government officer, fully busy, in 10 o'clock to 5, 10 to 5 is court duty. And he was not only that, he was not like brahmachari like us, he was a grihastha having 10 children. His first wife died, then he married second to Bhagavati Devidasi. Then having children, such a big family and such a responsible grihastha life, still he used to maintain such a tight schedule. That's why he is called as seventh Goswami. He was none less than Goswami. Nobody, we cannot even dream, you cannot imagine that kind of schedule to follow. And he would meet his any people who will request him to meet, he will meet them and answer and write. So he wrote about hundreds of books he wrote, and all these books, and he wrote some bhajans, poems, and all these things, Kalyana Kalpataru. And these poems, in the acharyas in our line, they have confirmed that these poems, these poetries are not less than the Vedas, the Vedic scriptures, none different. All these teachings are none different from Vedic philosophy. So how it's possible for him to compose so many poetries full of Vedic teachings? By reading his composition, his poetries, we can understand that what a level of understanding he had about philosophy, about Vedic knowledge, about spiritual topics. And the one work of his, Jaiva Dharma, it is said that I heard the Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Vimala Prasad, he read it 21 times, that one book. It is so much full of philosophical understanding. So much. So, we cannot imagine, you know, what kind of stage of philosophical understanding he had. And he will write in a dramatic way. So all of his teachings, his books and poetries and all that, is full of teachings of Goswamis. So after Baladev Vidyabhusan, almost the teachings of Gauranga Mahaprabhu was completely lost by these sahajyas. But Chaitanya Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he single-handedly re-established the teachings of Mahaprabhu, and he composed hundreds of books, and he established Namhatta centers, preaching centers, single-handedly. And he is the actually founder acharya of Krishna Consciousness Movement. Prabhupada is the active acharya, but he is the founder, really founder acharya. After Nityananda Prabhu, the Namhat was almost lost. He started the Namhat movement in Navadvip. And he was visiting at the many spiritual places. He visited Vrindavan 2 times also. One time he decided to take off from his job and do Nirjan Bhajan. So at that time he was doing a master job in Bengal, somewhere in Krishnagar. So once for some job he went to Tarakeswar, the famous plane, Bama Kepas plane, Tarapit, Tarakeswar. He went for some official job. He stayed there. In that night he got a dream. The Mahaprabhu came in his dream. He said, "You are thinking to go to Braj to become Babaji there? No, you have so much work to do. You have to find out the work there in Navadvip. You have to do this." Then he could not understand what the dream he got. Then he come back. Then he was sleeping in his building in Suravi Kunj. And midnight he got up and saw a big light on that side in Saraswati River. Across the river he saw the flash of light. Then he said continuously many days. And one night he walked in that midnight to see what is that. And then he started doing his investigation work, started searching about that place. And then he read many geographies, studied the geographies, the maps and all these histories and this Goswami literatures and the take interview of these local people, village people and all that. Then he come to conclusion that this place is really the birthplace of Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, the Jogapit was already there. Now also it is there, the fake Jogapit in Navadvip. Then he detailed investigation. Then he found out that this is the Jogapit and established. And he met Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. First he met him in Vrindavan. Then he went back. Then Jagannath Babaji also went back. He was staying in Navadvip. He met him there also. And he was very dear to Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. And Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, he confirmed that this is the birthplace of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. When he was carrying him, one Gaurapurna day, carrying Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj in a basket, Babaji Maharaj was not able to walk. And when he reached that place, Babaji Maharaj jumped up from the basket and started dancing. That place at that time was called Miyapur. Some Muslims were staying there. Till now they are saying Miyapur, then converted to Mayapur. So this is the great gift to all of our society, that Mahaprabhu's birthplace is discovered by Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And the most important thing for us he had done, because he gave birth to the erudite acharya Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bimla Prasad. When he was staying in Puri, he was merged in writing books based the teachings of Mahaprabhu and all that, and doing so many things. He even sent his books, The Life History of Mahaprabhu, to West at that time also. In 19th century, he sent to Western libraries his books, Life and Visit of the Life Biography of Mahaprabhu. So he was praying Bimala Devi. Bimala Devi is there in Jagannath Puri. She used to get the first prasad of Jagannath. When any offerings will be offered to Jagannath ji, then immediately that offering with the tulsi leaf they will carry to Bimala Devi. He will have first right to have it, and then it will come as Mahaprasad. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he used to pray the Vimala Devi because she has the right to get the prasad from Lord. So he said, by your prasad I can get some son, because now I am old, I alone cannot do. So somebody needed to take this movement forward. So by Vimala's prasad, he got a son called Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, appeared in Puri, and he named him Vimala Prasad because he is Prasad Vimala Devi, Vimala Prasad. And when you hear about Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, you will know what kind of person he was. From birth, he was also a spiritual personality, directly Prasad of Jagannath Dev. So that giving the birth of that son is the greatest boon for our movement, greatest boon for the Krishna conscious movement. Because then he gave initiation to our Acharya Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and by his mercy in his line, he took these teachings to nook and corner of this world. So if we go and describe the life history of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it's unending. Each and every aspect of his life, each and every day of his life, full of teachings. So in this, in 1914, when he was around 76 or 77 year old, he was staying at that time in the last 20 years, he was doing bhajan, intense bhajan. Sometimes in Bhakti Kuti in Puri, sometimes in Surabhi Kunj, in Godrum Deep, like that. And Bhakti Bhavan in Calcutta, you have to say all these three places, intense bhajan. He was taken Babaji base also in Paramahansa stage at that time. He has completed all the four stages of life. And in the last days, he was staying in Bhakti Bhavan and doing his intense bhajan. And this day, the day of the Ashadha Dwadasi, Uttarayan, the day of Gadadhar Pandit, he took that day in noon time. He left this planet and entered to his eternal pastime. He said, when he left his body in Calcutta, in Bhakti Bhavan, then the devotees around, they cremated his body near Ganga in Calcutta, and then kept his ass for 1 year to come again Uttarayan. Because Uttarayan just finished that day. The same day Uttarayan finished, and then Dakshinayan starts. Then they kept it, and the next year they do the Samadhi there in Navadip. Like that, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And then also today is the disappearance of Gadadhar Pandit. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. The same Gadadhar is one of the Panchatattva. Mahaprabhu, he appeared for his pastimes in five forms. He is one of, in Sakti Tattva, Gadadhar. Every day evening, we are singing the Gaura Arati. Dakhine Nitai Chand, Bame Gadadhar. His position is always in left side of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, like Radharani's place. She is always situated in the left of Krishna. Gadadhar is always like that. So they are directly, it is not ordinary human beings like us. Their appearance and disappearance is totally like Mahaprabhu also, all Panchatattvas like that. So Gadadhar Pandit, though he appeared in Navadip, in a Brahman family, and his father's name was Madhav Mishra. He was an erudite scholar from beginning, from his boyhood also. And he was a classmate of Mahaprabhu. He was some years younger than Mahaprabhu. So when he is studying Nimai Pandit as in student career, he used to always defeat all the students, all scholars by his Nyayashastra debate and all that. And Gadadhar always trying to get excuse from him. Whenever he sees Mahaprabhu, he will take another way. One day he catch Gadadhar and ask some grammar. Then Gadadhar Pandit thought he is reading grammar, but I am reading Nyaya. So I will ask him difficult question about Nyaya, then he will get lesson. Then he started asking, but Mahaprabhu is Lord himself. Then by seeing his pratibha, Mahaprabhu's talents, Gadadhar Pandit understood who he cannot be an ordinary human being. If this boy, he would be a devotee, then definitely I would not leave him for a moment. I will be always with him. Such a nice, handsome boy, having such a erudite scholarship. Same thing happened. Not after a long time, when Mahaprabhu went to Gaya to do his Pitru Shraddha, and he come back from Gaya, he was never again a Nimai Pandit, a different form, always crying, and Krishna, 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 always taking name of Krishna, always. When he came, he went directly to Sukramba Brahmachari's house in Navadip. At that time, he was always chanting Krishna's name and crying. So some of his students, they started singing some stanza from Bhagavatam. Hearing the Bhagavatam verses, Mahaprabhu immediately became unconscious and showed his sattvic vikar. Gadadhar Pandit was there at that time. He went to welcome Mahaprabhu, come back from Gaya, and he saw the symptoms in Mahaprabhu. Immediately he became unconscious. And then from that time, from that day practically, Gadadhar Pandit never leave a moment from Mahaprabhu. Always they are together. One time when Mahaprabhu, he was always in mood of Krishna. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? He asked Gadadhar, where is Krishna? What to do? Where shall I go? Like that. Then to pacify him, Gadadhar Pandit told, oh, Krishna is always in everybody's hand. He is there in your heart. Is it? Immediately he started tear down his heart with his nail. Then all Satchimata and others there, oh, what happened? He will be committing suicide then now. Then Gadadhar Pandit immediately, he said, no, he just went out, Krishna. Went out, where? No, he will come back. Don't worry, just he will come back. Somehow or other, he handled the situation in such a expert way. So Sachi Mata was looking this incident, and he said, oh, in this case, if Gadadhar Pandit would not be here, then what will happen to my son? So he requested Gadadhar Pandit, she requested Sachi Mata, so Gadadhar, please always be with my Nimai, otherwise I don't know what will happen to him anytime. He is in different shape now. So Gadadhar Pandit used to be always with Nimai. When Mahaprabhu decided to take sannyas, few people, Nityanand Prabhu and then Gadadhar Pandit and Chandrasekhar, four or five people, he told about his plan. Gadadhar Pandit was one of them. And Gadadhar Pandit tried to tell Mahaprabhu also. When Mahaprabhu told Gadadhar, very soon I am going to leave. Where will you leave? Now I will take sannyas. I will leave this place. I'll become a sannyasi and good. Then Gadadhar Pandit at once started crying. What? He will be shaved head? Why? Then he started telling him, if anybody takes sannyas, then he will get Krishna or what? This is the formula or what? If you take your hairs out, if you shave your head, you will get Krishna or what? Huh? What will happen to your mother? She is totally helpless. Nobody to help her. You are the only son. She has no husband, no other son. Nobody is there. In this kind of situation, how do we dare to think even to take sannyas? what will happen to us? If you stay in home, do bhajan, do you think that you will not achieve your goal? Gadadhar Pandit was trying to preach, but he is the Supreme Lord. If he decided, what will happen? Then Gadadhar finally said, okay, what can I say? It is up to you. But I will not recommend this. And whatever Mahaprabhu decided, and he left. And Gadadhar Pandit was there in Katwa with him also, when he was taking sannyas. Always he was with him. And one first time is there when Gadadhar Pandit, actually I am saying it is very difficult even for a learned scholar to know about the words and activities and behavior about the person who is in love of Godhead. So like that, when Gadadhar Pandit once, he was in Navadip with Mahaprabhu and associates. Sometimes Mahaprabhu cried out, Bapare, Dhanare, like that, crying, oh, my father, oh, my father, like that. Nobody can understand. For why is shouting like that, crying like that? And Gadadhar Pandit have a nature, always any devotee, then he want to meet him and greet him and try to serve him. So Mukunda Das was there. He was friend of Gadadhar Pandit. So he told, he knows what Mahaprabhu was crying for, like father. So he once told Gadadhar Pandit, oh, there is a great devotees there in, he come to Navadip, you want to visit? Now, yes, yes, of course, let us go. The next day morning, Mukunda Das take Gadadhar Pandit with him and went to see the Pundarik Vidyanidhi. He arrived from Bengal, he arrived in Navadip. For that was Mahaprabhu was crying for him only. Because nobody else knows Pundarik Vidyanidhi, what kind of state, what kind of devotee he was. Externally, nobody can recognize him. Few only, I think, Mahaprabhu himself and Mukunda and the Ghosh family, Vasu Ghosh, except them, nobody understood what Pundarik Vidyanidhi was. He was a great landlord. He arrived in Navadip and he was staying in one place, so Mukunda Prabhu, he took Gadadhar Pandit with him to visit Pundarik Vidyanidhi. And when he arrived in his place, so Gadadhar Pandit saw Vidyanidhi was sitting in a very costly couch, in a sofa, set in a royal throne-like asan, in a vyasasan, simhasan. And few servants, they were fanning him. And with all smeared with many kinds of perfumes, and all kinds of royal dress and all ingredients, all kinds of furnishments are there. So by seeing all these things, Gadadhar Pandit said, what? He told, he's a great devotee, he brought me. Oh, he's chewing pan and taking hookah, and so many servants are there, and such a like a prince. He was maintaining his such a... And externally, you cannot even think this person is a devotee. Taking hookah, not following four regulative principle at all. And not chanting, no beadbag, nothing. So that's what I'm saying to Vaishnavara Kriya Mudra Vigya Nabuchai. It's difficult to understand. So he was disturbing in his mind. Oh, why brought him such a world? Today my day is west. So Mukunda Das, he studied the mind of Gadadhar Pandit. He is disturbed by saying, so he said, okay, no problem. He started chanting that famous verse from Bhagavatam. Oho Vaki Amstana Kalakutam. That the mercifulness quality of Krishna described in Bhagavatam. So by hearing that verse, immediately, just by hearing that one verse, Pundarik Vidyanidhi immediately went on to a radical transformation. And practically he fell down from his simhasan and rolling in the ground, breaking all these punishments and showing all the 8 sattvic symptoms in his body same time. Crying and this water coming from his mouth and always shouting again, chant again. And crying and chanting, breaking all these things, throwing all this. Practically 10 people were trying to control him. And they could not. I tried to control him. By seeing all this vikar, Gadadhar Pandit fell flat. Oh my God. In a second, radical change. Same person was like a prince. He was a bhogi. And now he's, we cannot understand. So much love inside. So much love. So only Mahaprabhu, he knows. Only Krishna, and if you want to know, then by his grace you can. Otherwise it is difficult to know the heart of devotees. So even Gadadhar Pandit, who is the manifestation of Radharani herself, he could not recognize externally the devotee. Oh, I had to speak of us. So the Gadadhar Pandit, by seeing the feature of Pundarik Vidyanidhi in this stage, he decided, I have committed a greatest offense. So now what to do? So till that time Gadadhar Pandit was not yet initiated. So decided that this is the only the remedy. If I have committed offense at his feet, I was thinking him that is a really bhogi. So now I have to take lesson from him. So he was not daring to approach directly to Pundarik Vidyanidhi. He was feeling same. How can I ask directly? I am offender. So he is told to Mukunda Das, please help me. Please request for me to him. I want to get initiation from him. So Mukunda Das, he told to Pundarik Vidyanidhi when he pacified. So then he accepted Gadadhar Pandit. Actually, Pundarik Vidyanidhi is non different from Vrishabhanu, King Vrishabhanu. So, like that, Gadadhar Pandit was initiated by Pundarik Vidyanidhi, and he, when he was decided, Pundarik Vidyanidhi told, okay, the coming Dwadasi Tithi, I will initiate you. So then he come back and he told the story to Mahaprabhu. That Mukunda took me to a person, his name was Pundarik Vidyanidhi, and this thing happened, and I decided to take initiative. Mahaprabhu became so happy, so happy. He said, take immediately, don't miss that chance. Immediately take initiative from him. He is the right person. So then Gadadhar Pandit became very happy also. He took initiation. And then he was staying always with Mahaprabhu when Mahaprabhu took sannyas in Katwa. And he come back to Advaita South to Shantipur, and then he started from there to traveling to Puri. Gadadhar Pandit was also with him, traveling to Puri, and he stayed in Puri. And it is said that he was sannyasi, not with sannyasi base or danda. He was Khetra sannyasi, like Khetra sannyasi. So this is kind of another sannyas. If you decided to stay in one dham, not go out and dedicate there to in service, that is called also Khetra sannyas. So Mahaprabhu gave him that Khetra sannyas to stay there, because when Mahaprabhu was staying in Puri and is doing his intense pastimes, feeling separation from Krishna in his Radha Bhavaduti, at that time, he used to go to the bank of ocean, and he used to cry, and always crying loud about Krishna, where to go, where to find. At that time, this is the Baluka Parvat, called Chatak Parvat. He will consider this Parvat as Govardhan Parvat. That Chatak Parvat is there. And then the ocean nearby, he will consider this as Jamuna. He said, this Govardhan is there, Jamuna is there, and nearby the Tota in Orissa, the garden, if many trees are good, nice trees, nice shady trees are there, then Oriya language is okay, Tota. The Tota is there. Then he said, this is Jamuna Tira Vana. This is the forest in the bank of Jamuna, this is a Govardhan. And then definitely, my Lord Krishna, with all his associates, Radharani, they must perform your Rasa dance here. So Mahaprabhu was in that mood, he was crying and searching. So one day he was crying. And sometimes, you know, when he was crying really, especially the ladies, they have to do like this in the ground. So Mahaprabhu was doing like that, sitting there near the ocean, under the trees. So then Gadadhar was with him. because he used to always control Mahaprabhu and Sarva Damodar, they are there also. Then he told Gadadhar, see, in the mood of Ras dance mood, he was telling, if my Lord is here, he definitely is here, he is Jamuna, he is Govardhan, this is the forest, so this is the forest near Jamuna, so definitely my Lord is here. So if I found my Lord, then we will be worshipping him. Now, of course, how can? If Gopinath is here, then how can? Now, okay, so you are doing like this, then he found something is there. So what is that? Mahaprabhu is Supreme Lord himself. He is there. So he knows. So then he discovered. Then all the devotees came and take the sand out. Then they found the Gopinath deity. With Gopinath deity, even now, if anybody have visited Gopinath, some peculiarity, some speciality in that form. If you see Gopinath with Lalita and Visakha, Radharani and Lalita, anybody has seen, the form of Radharani is Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, but there you will see Radharani in black form, totally in Krishna form. And she was holding, Veena, I think. And Lalitaji with flute. Totally in different shape. And this kind of narration you'll find in Gopi Gita only, in Bhagavatam. When the gopis, in mood of separation, were chanting in near the Jamuna, in the shore of Jamuna, in Gopi Gita, at that time they were meditating and almost playing and doing the same activities, the Leela of Krishna. Vanshri Vada and Veena, all these pastimes they were themselves were doing in their trance. So the same mood in Radharani and Lalita, totally in Krishna form, in black form, both of them in blackish form. So one is playing flute, one is playing Veena, and Gopinath in between. The exact form of Gopinath in Ras mood. So Mahaprabhu himself discovered this from the sand there. And this deity is there. And by seeing this such a enchanting deity, then immediately Mahaprabhu handed it over to Gadadhar. Mahaprabhu himself, he gave this adhikar to Gadadhar. Gadadhar, now the Lord is here. You have to worship. And he said, now this is your duty. So Gadadhar Pandit was serving in that deity from that day on. And she used to go in each year in Narendra's pastime, in Chandrajatra time, he used to go with Mahaprabhu and he used to chant Bhagavatam. Very nicely he used to read Bhagavatam verses. Mahaprabhu always used to hear from Gadadhar, especially the chapter, Dhruv Maharaj chapter and Prahlad Maharaj chapter. He used to always hear from Gadadhar Pandit. So, they said, when Mahaprabhu, one time, it's another incident. Gadadhar Pandit was staying in Puri. One time Mahaprabhu decided to go to Vrindavan. Then so many devotees they want to go with him. So, and they went, then Gadadhar Pandit said, I will go with you all too. He said, no, how can you go? You have to worship the deity. You are the main pujari, you are Khetra Sanyas, you have to stay here. He said, forget all this Khetra Sanyas and that. So go to hell. I don't care. Wherever you, everything is there. I will not go from, stay away from you. But Mahaprabhu said, no. He tried to convince, but he said no. And he followed. He came up to Katak. Then there Mahaprabhu specially banned him. He said, if you want to please me, then you have to go back. And don't say anything. Just go back. Then he fell unconscious. Then Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya and others, they control, carried him and brought him back. So Gadadhar Pandit was staying in Puri, serving and always crying, and he became old. Not he became old actually, because he was younger than Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu left at the age 48. When Mahaprabhu disappeared, then Gadadhar Pandit, though he was less old, less than 48 years old, even something 45 or so, he practically became old, practically old, not by age, by his mood. He cannot tolerate the separation of Mahaprabhu. So he became totally disabled condition. But still he want to serve Gopinath, the service given to him by Mahaprabhu himself. So he totally became bent. So and old he cannot even give the garland to the deity. So he said, now I think I cannot. I have to engage somebody else. So then Gopinath himself, he said, no. You have to serve me. No, I cannot. Physically I am totally disabled. No problem. If you bend down, so I will also sit down. So Gopinath, to accept service from Gadadhar Pandit, to accept his garland. So he practically folded his leg and sit down. Nowhere in the universe you will find a deity of Krishna sitting like this, just like you are sitting. In this posture he is sitting. Yes, like this. Like this. Padmasana. He is the only one deity in the whole universe. In Krishna, in with Gopinath, sitting in this posture in Padmasana. So Gadadhar Pandit started serving him. It is said that when Mahaprabhu was there, and it's oldest time, one time he told, Gadadhar Pandit told Mahaprabhu, that I don't know, maybe I have told this mantra to somebody, I don't know, some offense, I just forget, I cannot remember the mantra, the Guru mantra, Nikya mantra given by me, given to me by my Guru. So please help me. So you know everything, you are Supreme Lord, please give me the mantra. Mahaprabhu told, no, I cannot give you, your Guru is still alive. How can I give? But he is not here. I cannot go out of Puri. You banned to go from away. So how can I go to Guru? If I have some problem, the disciples should approach the spiritual master. But I cannot go out of Puri. And my spiritual master is not here. I don't know where he is. There was no communication. It was very difficult to have communication. Then Mahaprabhu told, no problem. You wait. Pundarik Vidyanidhiji will come. Within 10 days he will be here. And this happened. Pundarik Vidyanidhiji appeared there within 10 days. And then Gadadhar Pandit approached him, and then in this pastime, it is said that Mahaprabhu established the Siddhanta, the teachings, that even if sometimes you commit some offense or forget some mantra, you want to help of Guru, even if the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself cannot help or reinitiate you if the Guru is present physically. Not. You have to go there. That is the principle. So, on one time, he was staying in Tota, Gadadhar Pandit, and Mahaprabhu was staying in Gambhira, in Radhakant Math. And each year, the devotees from Navadip, headed by Sivanand Sen, and so many, all the devotees, thousands and thousands of devotees used to go, to stay there. All the practically the 4 months they will be there. And the first time when the king and Sarvabhauma Pratapudra, they were going, Gadadhar Pandit was helping them also. So one time Nityananda Prabhu was banned by Mahaprabhu. He said, Mahaprabhu told Nityananda, you just go, I am staying here because mother told me to stay here, I am sannyasi, so I cannot go to Navadip. So who will take care of the preaching department there? So you please go, you don't come here. So Nityananda Prabhu had to do. Without his desire he went with his group. But sometimes he will forget his the forbidden rule and all that, he will come. So one time Nityananda Prabhu came from Navadip, and he went to Puri, and he didn't go to meet Mahaprabhu. He went directly to Tota, to Gadadhar Pandit. They are really good friendship, Nityananda Prabhu and Gadadhar Pandit, because they are always left and right with Mahaprabhu. So he went there, and he said, I brought something for your deity. What? He brought some rice, I don't know how much, a kilo or what, some rice. A dress for deity, practically a red cloth, or so a cloth for deity Gopinath. 40 kilos. Oh my God, I don't know some amount of rice and a cloth for Gopinath. They said, I brought for you a gift, so please dress Gopinath with this cloth and cook this rice for me, offer. So Gadadhar Pandit, when he saw Nityanand Prabhu, immediately they embraced each other and started crying and glorifying each other. He said, today I become really success in my life. That is the way when the elevated devotees, they meet each other like that. So they cry each other. So then Gadadhar Pandit said, okay, so if you brought rice, then it must be, you brought means it is definitely from Vaikuntha or from Golok Vrindavan you have brought this, not from this planet. So okay, I will cook. So then, but only rice, no sabji, nothing, what to do? So what, then he cooked rice. There was no gas stove, no proper kitchen, with wood or so, he cooked rice in clay pot. Then there was a tamarind tree in the atota. So he went up, climbed the mountain and took some newly tamarind leaves and make a some kind of chutney out of it. So that chutney and some saag around, he takes some leaves and make some saag. These three preparation only. This is the Rajbhog. Rice, plain rice, nothing else, and some chutney out of tamarind leaves, not buying from market or anywhere. Some tamarind leaves himself, Gadadhar Pandit himself brought from that tree, and some leaves from around that tota. So this rice, saag and tamarind leaf chutney. And then he offered. When he was offering, the smell of that prasad was going for some kilometers away. And Mahaprabhu was in Gambhira, he got that smell. He started working, hey, achha, some special offering is going on. He walked all the way from Gambhira to Tota, to Gopinath, Tota Gopinath. And he walked inside. When the offering was done, there were two persons only, they'll make two plates to eat. Then Mahaprabhu appeared in the scene in that time, when there were only two plates. What is you are doing? Nityananda brought rice, and you will cook, and there is no share for me? You are not inviting me? How can it be possible? How you cannot invite me? I have right. I will take forcibly. You have to make my plate, otherwise it snatches the plate. So then you have to do, you have to make three share then, make three plates. So when Mahaprabhu and all of three was eating, Mahaprabhu was glorifying the prasad, that I have never tasted such a taste of prasad in my whole life. It's such a tasty, it's wonderful rice. Nityananda Prabhu, what means definitely spiritual rice, and the chutney from tamarind leaves prepared by Gadadhar Pandit and saag, it's wonderful, more than nectar. So Mahaprabhu glorify the offerings like anything. So definitely Gopinath accepted, definitely accepted. So like this they have, and Gadadhar Pandit has so much love from Mahaprabhu and from Nityananda Prabhu also. He had, one time he had taken a vow practically, he had taken a vow that if somebody has love for Mahaprabhu, but he has no love and affection for Nityananda Prabhu, then I will not see even his face. I will not see even his face. Is somebody not having love for Nityananda Prabhu? He has great love for Nityananda Prabhu. And Mahaprabhu, everybody knows, it is said that Gadair Gauranga. Gauranga Mahaprabhu is totally captured by Gadadhar Pandit. Gadair Gauranga, Gadai Gauranga. Just like we are worshipping in Radha Krishna, in Krishna Lila, in Gaur Lila, the Rasika Bhaktas, they used to worship in Gaur Gadadhar, Gadai Gauranga. Same in the mood of Radha Krishna. I have seen in Vrindavan also, deities, Gaur Gadadhar deities there, in Chapahati is there, Gaur Gadadhar. In the time of Mahaprabhu, when Mahaprabhu was physically present, at that time the Gaur Gadadhar deity was there, established in Gadadhar, in Vaninath's place. Dijavaninath place. Dijavaninath is the brother of Gadadhar Pandit. He was worshipping Gadai Gaur in Chapahati. So he is Gadadhar Pandit. So when so Mahaprabhu left, and he also became bent, and practically he, after some times after Mahaprabhu, he also disappeared. Then it is said that Mamu Thakur, the follower of Gadadhar Pandit, he was taking care of the worship of Gopinath deity. So like this, One more pastime is there with Srinivas Acharya. When Mahaprabhu going to disappear, Gadadhar Pandit know that Mahaprabhu is going to disappear. He said, I cannot tell it, I will also go. Mahaprabhu said, no, you cannot. Because Srinivas is coming. You have to help him. You have to stay till Srinivas is here. Srinivas Acharya is another, you see, Krishna Mahaprabhu. So Srinivas Acharya, he ordered that you have to go, you have to learn Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit. So he walked all the way from Navadip to Puri. At that time, Gadadhar Pandit was practically bent and he cannot see even. His eyes was completely closed because always crying, constantly, 24 hours, tears coming from his eyes. Crying, crying, crying. So, when Srinivas, he was waiting for Srinivas, sometimes Srinivas will come. So, Srinivas Acharya met and introduced himself that I am Srinivas Acharya. Then immediately he came, embraced and glorified each other. And then Srinivas stayed there from there. Then he requested that I am ordered that I have to study Bhagavatam from you. Very nice, you want to study Bhagavatam, but my book is totally gone. Because I am always crying, the flowing of tears, it is wet completely, you cannot read even. It is already wasted, the book. So you have to get a copy of Bhagavatam from somewhere. What can I do? This book I cannot read even, how can I teach you? So you get a copy somewhere, you manage to get a copy. So Srinivas Acharya with hopeless, so he came back to Navadip, searching for a Bhagavatam copy. So it took a long time to find a copy somewhere in Bhagavat, in Navadip, and in a, copied it in a handwritten, copied it, and then went back to Orissa that Gadadhar Pandit left. This happened to Srinivas Acharya. So this is Gadadhar Pandit. He is one of the Panchatattva. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur choose the same date. If you see one of the famous bhajan, but there is no time, maybe in noon time you can say, sing that bhajan, that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he composed this bhajan in the mood of serving Radharani, the importance of serving Radharani. Because at that time, even if you see in the Tattvavadis, they used to say Krishna is there, he is Supreme Person of Godhead, worship Krishna. Forget Radharani this, that. Even in many places in the deity, Krishna is there, but Radharani deity is not there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his teachings, he said, no, you have to worship Krishna with his energy, Radharani. What is that? Krishna bhajana tava akaranengala? Radha bhajane jadi mati nahi bhela, Krishna bhajana tava akaranengala. Very nice bhajan. If there is time, in noon time maybe you can sing. Practically he, in this bhajan, he is saying, if you have no mood to serve Radharani, and without her you want to serve Krishna, then all your bhajan and varsi, everything is useless, in vain. Nothing is there. Just like the light, the sun, without light and heat, what is the use of that sun? Same thing, Krishna without Radharani, see practically, nothing. Krishna is there, he is Shaktiman, but with Radharani only. So, importance of worshipping in the mood of Radharani is established by the teachings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Krishna bhajane, Radha bhajane jadi mati nahi hela, Krishna bhajane tab akarane gela. Like that, very nice song. Many songs Bhaktivinoda Thakur has composed, and Gadadhara Madana, or like that also, he wrote another bhajan with Gadadhar Pandit also. And Gadadhar Pandit, some disciple, his famous disciple is Loknath Goswami, Loknath and Bhugarbha. Mahaprabhu sent the first two Goswamis to Vrindavan, first person, Loknath Goswami, and he was the disciple of Gadadhar Pandit. That's why Narottam Das Thakur, he wrote, Dhana Mora Nityananda, Pati Mora Gaura Chandra, Prana Mora Jugala Kisora, Advaita Acharya Vala, Gadadhara Mora Kula, Narahari Vilasai Mora, Gadadhara Mora Kula. In his lineage, because Narottam Das Thakur is the disciple of Loknath Goswami, and Loknath Goswami is the disciple of Gadadhar Pandit. So that's why he is saying, my Kula Guru is Gadadhar Pandit. So, and it is said in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Gadadhar Pandit also, there is very nice pastime with Vallabhacharya also. Vallabhacharya also get initiated by Gadadhar Pandit and learn the mood of worship in Madhurya Bhav. He also taught to Vallabhacharya. It's a nice story in Chaitanya Charitamrita also. Like this, if you go on speaking unending the pastimes of Gadadhar Pandit and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, but there's limit of time, a limit of our intelligence and our understanding. So we can end with the prayer. This is the particular day, the tithi, in which these great acharyas, the great personalities, the nija jana of Krishna, they choose this tithi to enter into the pastimes. So in this we can take the advantage of this tithi, and we can pray at the lotus feet that if they can give a small drop of their mercy, then our life will be successful, in our bhajan will be successful. Hare Krishna. Yes. Yeah, the program today, Chandra Prabhu is asking, 12:45 we will start to sing some one or two or three bhajans, then it will followed by Pushpanjali, like 1 p.m. Pushpanjali, Aarti, then Prasad. Maybe Andhra Prabhu can say something. Something.
Rare, rare.
That is everything. That is not something.
It's interesting to see how, if you take it that Gadadhar is Radha,
yeah,
and if you take it that Nittai is Balaram, then how are they embracing each other and crying and so
because Nityananda Prabhu in the mood of Ananga Manjari.
Ah-ha-ha-ha.
In that pastime he is showing as Nityananda, but he is not Balaram.
He is not Balaram.
He is Ananga Manjari.
That's why there is such intimate connection. Ananga Manjari is the younger sister of Radha. Yeah. Hare Krishna.
Yes, Prajananda Prabhu will say something.
My question is, how is your comment on the fact that 8 years Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur searched for Chaitanya Charitamrita in relation to us today?
Oh, in 8 seconds we will get. We are getting in 8 seconds Chaitanya Charitamrita book, with commentary by Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And the only verse that was not available, it took 8 years for him, intense searching for it. That is the difference. Bhaktivinoda Thakur took that much effort, and single-handedly himself. And now we have all opportunities. Everything is ready, but still we are not in attitude of reach. That is the problem with us.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Yes.
Hare
Krishna. Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, is there an instance in the life of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, because at that time India was under British.
Yeah.
So many patriots are there, freedom fighters. At that time, and our Bhaktivinoda Thakur was working under British.
Yeah.
So is there any past time or instance where the freedom fighters met with Bhaktivinoda Thakur and they try to tell that, trying to convince him to, why were not joining with us, fighting against Britishers, they were working under him, like that, any?
Actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he was there, actually freedom fight was not, the British Empire fully in control. I told you, in 1858 he came to Orissa, 1857 Sipahi Vidroha. Sipahi Vidroha, at that time, all the Indian, all the Sipahis get together and start Vidroha against British government, a very handful of British rulers are there, but totally defeated, the sipahis. They are not united, they are not organized. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was not in mundane platform at all. Though many, many big people at that time, they used to approach him and try to say something, try to influence him many other occasion. He was totally in his mood. Sometimes he will help them, even the big, big British officers, the lords and all that, all that time, they also come to see Bhaktivinoda Thakur, such a unique scholar and such a smart personality. But he will answer them straightforward. If you want to do, he'll do. Otherwise, he don't care. He never cared for his job, but he was taking the job post. Maybe that was his, some of the pastimes, but he was totally fearless. It's always when he come to know about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, then he was doing this official job externally. But internally, he was, by seeing the daily schedule, you can understand. Internally, 24 hours inside is totally merged in how to establish this Krishna consciousness movement. He was always busy in that. And this is the point that Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, first time in his life, got defeated by Bhakti Siddhanta Swami Prabhupada. He was trying to join in Subhas Bose freedom fighting movement, non-violence movement, but he was an unchallenged debater, Bhakti Vedanta Abhay Babu. But when he met first time the Swami, Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada, and in the first sentence he said, "It's very useless, this kind of freedom. This internal, this spiritual things, it never depend on all these external things, who rules, who are the government, this, that, forget all these things. This is with the soul, this is with body, is matter. Difference between spirit and matter." And Bhakti Vinod Thakur were totally in the spiritual plane. Forget this material thinking. Yes, and foolish or something.
When we have evidence by the mere fact that Jagannath Das Babaji, you know, jumped in ecstasy, you know, upon Bhaktivinoda Thakur's discovery of Yogapeep in Mayapur, we have evidence that there were actually highly elevated Paramahansa Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So, how can we say that Gaudiya Vaishnavism was lost? Because there were bona fide lines, you know, coming with bona fide disciples and bona fide gurus, maybe few and far between, but there was definitely, you know, something substantial. At least in Braja, in the Braja Dham, these personages were present: Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, and quite a few others were there.
But it was limited to them only. No preaching activities were there. That's why it is almost lost. Some saintly person was there, having the whole teachings of Mahaprabhu with them, limited.
They didn't have Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Because it was difficult to approach this personality.
Maybe he just wasn't connected with the.
That's what I'm saying. Even Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Vansidas Babaji Maharaj used to be there, but they were somewhere nobody can know about him, about these personalities. It's almost lost.
But Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj was considered to be the Mahant of all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas in
Braja.
These
Gaudiya Vaishnavas are full of Sahajyas. And they were considering Jagannath Das Babaji as elevated. But Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj himself was not considering them as elevated. So that's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he saw them, they are not in proper line. So finally, when he met Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, he understood that he is.
Yeah.
But because of so many Sahajya groups, 12 sects, Bhaktivinoda named Karta, Bhaja,
Apasampradayas.
Yeah. So it is totally the teachings of Gauranga Mahaprabhu totally captured by them. And few saintly persons like Jagannath Das Babaji, they are somewhere, it is very difficult to know about them.
So when we say Bhaktivinoda Thakur is the founder acharya or the, you know, the Pratishtha acharya in this Krishna consciousness movement.
Yeah, that's what
we're talking about, how the preaching came to full bloom.
Yeah.
From the, you can say, from the seed stage or the budding stage to
correct,
to full bloom.
Yeah,
in other words, it was Bhaktivinoda Thakur particularly who
seed,
who brought the preaching into the foreground of the world's purview.
Exactly, he brought the seed and we are getting the fruits from Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Any comments more?
Bhakti Vriksha groups are also there. Bhakti Vriksha was started by him.
Yes, Namhatta, I should know. In the Pandrasa, Namhatta also. Anyway, the time is over. Satchidananda Bhakti Vinod Thakur ki, Sri Gadadhar Pandit ki, Nitai Gaur Hari Premanandi.
Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Krishna Hare Hare
Ram Ram Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare